Oh yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some tokes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Internet Radio Zone, Minister of Sinister. Brought to you in part by Pro Wrestling Planet and by World Generation Podcast Network. And now, Internet Radio Zone, Minister of Sinister. Yes, welcome to Fatal Four Way Radio. It's great of you to join us. I am Internet Radio Zone, Minister of Sinister, and what a show we have for you tonight. At least I hope we do. I think we do. I'm pretty geared for it, perhaps, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it comes out at the end of the show. But first of all, let's get it started right off by introducing the cast for tonight. As usual, I have the watchdog, resident watchdog, Christian from Philly. Yeah, baby. Tell us about it, Christian. How you doing, my man?
Still good, still pretty pissed off at the 24 hours of watching a horrific Monday Night Raw last night. But all of that, I'm excited to talk about the show tonight.
Horrific Monday Night Raw, which was a follow-up to the horrific Pay Us Back. The horrific Pay Us Back.
Yes.
Anyway, welcome to the show, PFC. Ladies and gentlemen, also big hand to Kanye Choder in the business.
Easy. That's me. Yeah, thanks for having me back. Kanye's not in the news anymore. He's not that relevant, but I'll keep the name.
Hey, why not, right? K. Choder, Kanye Choder, Ye Choder, it's all the same. It's Choder, baby. It's
K-U.
Choder time. Choder time. Wow. A raucous crowd in the live studio tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Albert Infected. And perhaps Teresa?
Oh, no. She's in the other room enjoying some, I don't know what the hell they're watching over there, but something, some sort of movie. But hey, I'm here live. I'm in the living
Total
room.
Total Divas.
I have not been banished to the closet just yet, but I'm here. I'm live, and we're gonna be live on Facebook here in a little bit. No video, but we're gonna have a little live stream tonight for a portion of the show tonight. So I'm looking forward to that. And
that of course is on Pro Wrestling Planet. Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna be on Pro Wrestling Planet and a few other groups for right now. But I'm setting it up right now.
Nice.
So we can get maybe have by listeners and see what we can get.
Ladies and gentlemen, Albert Inspector getting it going. Getting it set up right now. Yeah, getting it set up right now. Yeah. Because as usual, we are flying by the seat of our pants here on Fatal Four Way Radio, as we do each and every week. Yes, each and every week for your entertainment. Yes, you can mock us, make fun of us. You can do whatever you want. Call us names. It's okay. We'll take it all in stride. 619-924-0815. And, of course, we'll do that only until you start doing that. And then, I don't know, we might do a heel turn. Who knows? But we'll see. But, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get with the show. So we got why don't we start out? Yeah. I like the sound of this. AEW Weekly with the resident watchdog, Christian from Philly. Where the fuck is it? I swear one of these days I'm going to have it fucking set up just for you, Christian. But until then, we'll do it late, just like now.
Yeah.
And now, resident watchdog, Christian from Philly with AEW Weekly. Right on.
Yes, AEW Weekly, just starting things off with a hot topic. Hangman Adam Page is kicked out of the Elite. That is right. after Hangman Page cost the Young Bucks the chance to be in the finals for the tag team tournament, the Young Bucks has officially kicked Adam Page off the Elite. But I don't think he did it on his own. I don't think he did it by choice. I'm telling you, Kenny Omega had something to do with it. I bet you 10-1 Kenny told him to do it. So that there you go. Kenny's the one turning heel, and he's forcing Hangman Page to do his bidding. That's part of the fucking weekly news. The next news, Sammy Guevara beat Matt Hardy in a tables match. It was a bloody match. It was a great match. But Sammy came up to the win. He won. Other news, this Saturday is the AEW All Out pay-per-view. So remember to order in cable for $60 to watch the event.
Not bad.
Everybody thought that the pay-per-view was last Saturday, but no, it's September 5th. Yes, AEW All Out. September 5th. Another news, Brody Lee had a funeral segment for Cody Rhodes because, as I stated last week, though, Cody is taking time off, and this is his way of writing him off. But we all know that Cody will be back, and he'll probably try to get back his title. I don't know if he can, but I hope he doesn't because you know what? I want Cody Rhodes to come back as a heel. He had his time as a babyface. It was interesting. But he needs to turn heel. And he will be a great heel. I'm telling you right now, the ratings will go through the roof for Cody Rhodes' heel turn. Let's see.
Okay.
The new women's tag champs. I don't know their names, but they're Hispanic, so I'm happy for that. I'm Hispanic, by the way. But I'm happy it's Hispanic women that finally won the tag titles. You know, we never got that chance in a while. The last time we saw women tag champs, Hispanic women tag champs, was in TNA a long time ago. It's great to see that these women, you know, they fought really hard in the tag tournament, and now they're the new women's tag champs, the first ever, by the way. So congratulations, ladies. You fucking earned it. I'm glad it wasn't Brandy because Brandy would have been too obvious, and Allie, well, Allie's kind of a disappointment. Next, we have, could there be more members of the Dark Order? Yes, the Dark Order has a little bit of members, but there could be rumors there will be more members. We'll just have to wait until the upcoming month. And now the biggest news, the last article news for AEW Weekly.
Excalibur returns next week?
No, screw Excalibur. I don't like him. I mean, I do, but he's not big for this news. This is the biggest news of them all, Minister. Is Lesnar AEW bound? Yes, you heard it right. Brock Lesnar is officially a free agent. His contract under WWE has expired, and now there has been rumblings in the grapevine that is professional wrestling. Is Lesnar coming to All Elite Wrestling Dynamite? I'm going to say I hope so. And you know what? I know the perfect man to be his fucking manager, and that is Eddie Kingston. It's going to happen. What I said a few months ago is coming for fruition. Eddie Kingston will be the new mouthpiece. Yep. Will be the new mouthpiece for Brock Lesnar. And finally, we're going to get the match that we all hope. Brock Lesnar versus Brian Cage for the FTW Championship or even possibly the World Heavyweight Championship down the line. And that, my friend, is the end of AEW Weekly. What are your guys' thoughts of AEW Weekly?
Sounds awesome, man. Did see that the announcer Excalibur is supposed to make his return too, and he should be back on TV. She got in trouble for saying some stuff. We touched on that a few weeks ago, but I guess he won people's good graces, and he's going to be back on TV too. A lot of people online give him a lot of credit for being a good announcer. They say he's better than Jim Ross. So I don't know. you can maybe tell me better. But that's the other news that I saw.
Better than Jim Ross. Speaking of better than Jim Ross, Mauro has apparently is no longer with NXT, is what the word around the campfire is.
Bring him to AEW.
So, yeah. AEW, Brock Lesnar, I mean, you know, he's a free agent right now. He no longer has ties with WWE as far as they're not even selling merchandise anymore is what I read. So, you know, I guess he's a free agent. He can come in and speak, you know, and do whatever he wants now. I mean, he can go into AEW for one night only or one feud only, maybe 1 month, collect a few million and, you know, take his ball and run back to the farm, right? Albert, anything on AEW Weekly?
You guys really think that Mr. Lesnar is heading over to AEW? I don't think so at all, man. I think he's doing UFC first. Yeah, I think he's definitely they're tossing that around. I don't know who it was, but they were already teasing a UFC fight between him and somebody else. I'm not sure exactly
there
who
you
it was.
Go.
But I don't see him going to AEW, man. I see him, you know, like I said, more or less going to UFC for another year or so and then eventually coming back to WWE. You know, Vince McMahon and him are, you know, yeah, they have their differences, of course, but they have a very good working relationship. I think, at least, or from what I hear or read on the dirt sheets, which I don't really, you know, believe a lot of. But I see him going back to WWE eventually, like in a year or two, making a big impact like he did when he returned in 2012. For a few more matches, but I don't see him going over to AEW. That's it.
Hold your horses on that, right? I'm with Albert on that. Hold your horses on Brock Lesnar going to AEW. But I digress. Meanwhile, we do have a caller, and I suspect that this might be, it possibly could be, and this more than likely would be, local wrestling promoter Jamie Martinez. Hello? Jamie? Is that
Yo.
You?
Yo! Yeah, it's me, man. What's up, man?
What's going on? Welcome to Fatal 4-Way Radio. Jamie Martinez.
Thank you.
Local wrestling in the house right now, ladies and gentlemen. Houston, Texas.
Yeah, you already know.
Tell us about it, man.
Yeah, man.
What you got going on?
No, nothing. We just got an event. I don't know if you saw the vignette with Gino and Lowrider on the internet. You know Gino from MLW. I don't know if y'all watch Major League Wrestling. He's going against Lowrider.
I've seen Gino before as well.
Nice. And when is this? This is at Arena Theater, or where is it at?
It's the Houston, the Premier Houston Arena.
Premier Houston Arena. Oh yes. Premier Houston Arena. Hey, where are you calling from there, bud?
I'm from Houston.
No, but are you on the road somewhere? are you running down the freeway in a convertible right now, brother?
I'm actually, it's pretty loud because, I don't know, man. I got you on Bluetooth, guys.
Oh,
I just left training. Yeah.
Right on. Working just left training.
I'm sorry it's loud. I'm really, really sorry it's loud, but
We can put up with it, brother. We can put up with it, man. So tell us more about what's going on right now in local wrestling, man. Tell us about it.
Okay, guys. Local wrestling started as just like I wanted it because I do Renegade Wrestling Revolution. Also, we kind of throw these Rise of the Victims on girl shows. And I wanted to do something during the pandemic, so me and a couple of friends were like, fuck it, dog, let's start a wrestling promotion. And let's call it, like, Loco, like Four Locos. And we're let's put a K in it, dude. And then we'll book, like, you know, let's just start throwing shows, dude. Let's make them $5 cheap.
Yeah!
You know what I mean? So, that's pretty much it, man, ground root shit.
Right on, dude. Yeah, love the ground root organization. Hey, and what about the, do you have any, so what matches do you have set up for this next event that you have coming up? When is it? What's the date on it?
It's going to be September the 21st. It's on a Thursday. You know, we like throwing our shows on a Thursday, you know. I grew
right
up
on.
Drinking on Thursdays. You know, the
right
Thursdays be popping, the bars be popping. So I was like, fuck it, like, let's throw a show on a Thursday. So, fuck it, we're throwing let's throw a show on a Thursday.
Right on. And what was the location one more time, please?
Say it again?
The location of it?
Oh, the location is 7122 Avenue B, Houston, Texas, 77011. That's the Premier Houston Arena.
Oh, yeah. Premier Houston, right on. Yeah.
Wait, dude, go look Houston Premier Arena up. They're kind of like a little hub of, like, Houston wrestling. I think Fearless runs out of there and a couple other good promotions. So go check out their, like, Facebook page and go give them a like, dog.
Right on, man. Right on. That's a good promotion there, buddy. Hey, listen, man, and so the event, you said it's $5?
No, actually, when we first started, there were five, but we're trying to raise up the little price. It's like $5 more. Pro Row's like 15, General Admission's 10, and we got like these bundle packs. I don't know if y'all saw the t-shirts on our Facebook. We got some new tie-dye shirts, and they're fire.
Nice. So the price varies on that, but it's not too expensive for a good night on a Thursday, for a good Thursday night out, and, you know, drinking on a Thursday, because that's how we grew up, right, bro?
Oh, it's BYOB, guys. It's BYOB.
Oh,
too.
Man. You're Texas,
yes,
right, dog. Where I like to be Texas, brother.
Yeah, exactly,
Albert,
dog. That's why we loco.
Right on. We loco, baby.
Yeah.
Albert,
oh, yeah.
You got any questions here?
Yeah, I think you guys have a pretty
extensive
bio for that show, man. How did that come about? How did you guys come about booking a lot of those stars?
As far as I'm the promoter, I have a booker that books some of these guys. We kind of trade off ideas, and, you know, he locks them down for some dates, and, you know, and that's kind of like the little, like me, I book one or two guys, but, like, as far as, you know, my booker, he books the rest of the matches.
Right on.
And your booker is a secret identity, or can you identify your booker?
His name is Reggie Jackson. He likes to go under the name Reggie Jackson, that guy with the mask and the coat. I don't know if y'all saw
right.
His book. That's
yeah.
His name. His name is Reggie Jackson.
Any relation
to
Mr. Jackson?
No, he's just his name is Reggie and his name is Jackson, guys. And he's
right
one of
on.
The greatest bookers of all time, daddy.
Nice.
what's going to happen going forward? Are you guys looking to do like monthly shows or weekly shows?
Okay.
What's the future?
As far as like we're planning an October show. I got the flyer already, like, planned in my fucking head. It's going to be blow everybody's mind away. I'm tired of all these basic-ass fucking flyers. Dog, and they look like fucking Marvel vs. Capcom. Like, fucking menus. You know what I mean? Like, they're like,
yeah.
I want a fucking flyer that stands out, and that's what I want to do. You know what I mean? Like,
nice.
The event top-notch, the flyer top-notch, everything's top-notch, you know?
I like what was the artist
His name is Ryan Shaw. His Facebook is Cartoon U. Dude, go check him out. He got some really crazy art on there.
What's his Facebook again?
It's a Facebook Cartoon U. Like cartoon, and then like the letter U put together.
Got it. Cartoon U.
Right now.
So, hey, you were training tonight. Who were you training with tonight?
Got homies, different wrestlers, Jay Davis, Wes Warren, my dude, one of the very best students in our class, Me Roy. Dude, he's on fire, dog. Like, dude, he's one of the up and comers that he's gonna like fly by storm, dude. He's our hidden gem.
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he's playing my low rider, dog.
Right on. So, when can you call back, man, and give us an update on what's going on? All right,
guys. I just wanted to let everybody know that, hey, dude, local wrestling, dog, before I let you go, I really want everybody to check out this show. I put, like, this is my love letter to pro wrestling, guys.
Nice.
I love pro wrestling with all my heart, dog. This is made from, like, which you consider, like, the workers would consider me a smart, but I wanted to do wrestling my way and give it my own little twist, guys. September 24th, guys. Go check it out. Local Wrestling presents you. You go check us out on Facebook, guys. Local Wrestling.
Hell yeah! Hey man, I followed you online for a while. I noticed you were running the hottest merch table in the game, or so it was called.
Vintage gear.
Vintage gear. Hell yeah. I love that model. I love that, man.
Yeah, we've been friends on Facebook for a while, too. I see a lot of the t-shirts yourself.
Yeah, guys, I got a large collection. I set up at the show. I'm pretty much on Facebook. You can follow me at the hottest merch table in the game. I got the craziest WWF, WCW, ECW, Vintage Key. Guys, if y'all follow me on Facebook.
Where can we follow you on Facebook, brother?
Just type in Jaime Martinez and you'll find me, man. Tomball.
Gotcha.
Tomball, Texas.
We'll see you
pop, I'll pop up real quick.
Right on. We'll
see you on there.
Well, hey, Thursday.
Hey, guys.
September 24th, local wrestling. Yes, sir.
Hey, can I ask y'all one question? What did y'all think about the promo with Gino and Lowrider, dog? What did y'all think? Did y'all watch
I have not seen that promo yet, but rest assured, when I get off of this show, I'm going to go watch that promo. In fact, somebody's going to get fired right now for not having that promo ready.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly, dog. Oh, come on. That shit is
That's
fire,
right.
guys.
Somebody's going to get fired right now for not having that promo ready.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for calling in, and that's going to be Thursday, September 24th. I'm going to be there. Because, you know, the minister of sinister, he's from Houston, Texas. And so I'm going to be there, and it's going to be at 7122 Avenue B in Houston, 77011. And that's at Premier Houston, is it theater or arena?
Arena.
Premier Houston Arena. Premier Houston Arena.
Yeah.
And the price is going to vary, okay? We don't have the price established yet, but it's going to vary. And it's going to be a business, man. And it's BYOC. So be sure to check that out and follow Jaime Martinez on Facebook. Any closing words, brother?
All right, guys. Gino and Lowrider are going to blow the house down. Check out Jay Davis versus Fuego. Those guys are fire. Man, Wes Warren and Ninja Mac, those guys are going to tear the house down, dog. Look them up on Google those guys. Look them up on Facebook, guys. Those guys are going to tear the house down.
Nice.
We got a great card lined up for y'all. Some of the matches that we had to cancel the August 24th show and because of the hurricane. But we're putting some of those matches on September 24th, guys. So we're just going to make 7 matches, and they're going to be pure fire, guys. Just follow
me.
Hopefully I can call in, and I'll give you an update on the card.
Yes, please do. We look forward to that. Hey, thanks again, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, local wrestling promoter Jaime Martinez. All right. So, yeah, man, Jaime Martinez, you got to go check that out. I know I'm going to go check it out. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to show up with it's BYOB. I'm taking an Uber home. I'm gonna get dropped off, or I'm gonna take the bus over there. I'm gonna take a cab over there. Well, no, not a cab. It would have to be an Uber, but definitely. And I'm taking an Uber back. I don't know how I'm gonna get there just yet, but I'm taking an Uber back. And yeah, it's gonna be a great time. 7 matches. It's not even too long to be out, you know. So yeah, I'm definitely supporting that. Loco Wrestling Thursday, September 24th. Because hey, why not, right? We grew up drinking on Thursdays. So, hey, why the hell not, right? And so that's at Premier Houston Arena. Be sure to check that out. The prices vary folks, but it is BYOB, and the matches, they promise to be fire. Guys, Choder, are you down for this?
It sounds cool. I'd like to be able to go. I'm trying to
think if we have night. Shows.
We have some dates coming up too. So
yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I have
it's
to be
a good,
good
price
go
too.
Wow. Albert just might fly in Lear Jet and all.
I might just Lear Jet my ass over there and right. And see what's happening with local wrestling. Hey, you know what? I saw it
definitely
online, man. It's $15. You get it. You get a flyer with it as well. So
nice.
You know, I mean a poster.
Get the flyer autograph.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
Christian from Philly. Are
what?
You gonna go
yeah,
Christian?
No.
You going to fly again?
Christian. No. You mean me.
I'll FaceTime it for you.
Hello?
Yeah, no, you're here,
no.
Dave.
I didn't understand a word he was saying. No disrespect.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
right. We hope that everything came out clear, and we'll see how it came out once it's done with. But yeah, man, what
no,
I was asking was, are you flying into the show just for the hell of it?
No, I don't like planes. I'm scared of planes, bro. That's like one of my fears.
Nice.
Fucking safest way to travel my ass.
You got Richie Valens syndrome.
Oh my God! Oh shit! This show has taken a turn, a dark ass turn, but I digress. And so, why don't we keep it going in that mode of the dark and of the classy and of the, you know, because who does not like some comedy that's out there, right? And so, yeah, we're gonna take a commercial break right now, and when we come back, we're gonna finish wrapping up the show. But first, check this out from Big Bow Wowzer, who, of course, is a sponsor of the show, good friend of the show, sponsor of the show. Big Bow Wowzer, I'm sorry, Big Bad Studios is a sponsor of the show. And, of course, they have Big Bow Wowzer on their label. So, yeah, here we go.
I'm the Big Bow Wowzer, motherfucker. You know that's right. They call me Big for a reason. I got a hard-ass dick. Let's go. Hard ass dick. I got a hard ass dick. Big and long, well, that's my prick. That's my hard ass dick. If my dick was a stick, it'd be long and thick. With your mouth, you're gonna have to start to lick slowly down and drown in my cum. You're the one to sit on my dick and thumb. In your ass like grass, it's greener than Hulk Smash. But I'll at last with my big old rod and shaft. Got a nut, a feeling in your gut. Take my knuckle, children, and put them to work. Hard ass dick. I got a hard ass dick. Hard and big and long and thick. I got a hard ass dick. Hard is a rock. Sedimentary hop to your jungle of knot, scrubbing in a neck twat. You're a whore, you ask for more. You love dick, you're my bitch. I'm a stud and I love pounding your pud with a thud. Titties knocking on my tongue. I gotta know if you're close. Gotta pound it in the post. For me, it's an almost. For me, it's an almost.
There.
Gonna come real quick with my hard ass. Big and long and hard and thick. That's my hard ass dick. I got a big old dick.
That's
it's
what they
hard
call my brick.
And
it's
I got
very,
a
very
dick.
Dick.
Oh.
Like to make a dick in your little hole.
That is what my dick is. Big ass dick.
Hello,
people everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Looking for a new show about your precious Dallas Cowboys? Check out the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast, coming soon, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed. Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amok, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Philly Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie, returning this week only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Check your local listings. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Fatal Four Way Radio. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and joining me are Rancho Punk Rocker, Albert Inspected, Kanye Choder, and of course, Resident Watchdog Christian from Philly. And we are running down this week's madness in the wacky, wacky, wacky world of professional wrestling. We did the AEW Weekly, and yeah, again, I got to agree with Albert. I don't think Lesnar's going over there, but you know, you never know. Money talks, the rest walks, is what they say. So we'll have to see about that and how that develops. I don't have any music for Fatal 4-Way Retrospective. I don't even know that we're going to do Fatal 4-Way Retrospective, but that's how unprepared we are. However, we have it on the docket. And, you know, when we have something on the docket, you know, I mean, have you guys ever been to court? If your ass is on the docket, something's going to happen that day. So, Fatal 4-Way Retrospective, Mr. Inspector. let's talk about Roman Reigns' greatest moment. Christian's already seething. Yes, Albert.
Let's talk about your favorite Roman Reigns moment of the last three decades. What is it?
I'll go with his new teeth. I'm going with his new teeth, man, because they are the way of the future, baby. The way of the future.
You're just jealous because you don't have brand new teeth.
Man, you know, oddly enough, I was thinking about hopping on over to Mexico to get some.
You think Roman Reigns went to Mexico?
No, man. He went to Apple Dentist. right here on Westheimer Road. And yes, you tell them that Minister and Sinister sent you, and that also, you know, he needs new teeth as well.
Yeah, make sure they pay you for that plug there, Mr.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'd like some new teeth, Apple Dentist.
maybe they can trade one tooth per advertising spot on this show for everybody here, and we can all get new teeth.
I'd be willing to film it live too, baby.
Yeah.
Why not, right?
You hear that? Apple Dental is going to give us one tooth for all of us, as long as we plug them every show going forward.
Oh, man,
I think that's pretty good deal.
It is a great deal. It's a great deal.
What about Christian? Do you need any work done?
No, I didn't get any work done, but I could tell you my favorite Roman Reigns moment of the decade.
All right. we're going for three decades, but hell it, fuck it. One decade.
Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. His fucking tater tots promo that he cut on Sheamus before fucking TLC. It was so bad. It was so bad. It was good. It was fucking tragic.
Are you kidding me? We're gonna do this, really? Are we really gonna do this?
Yes, we're really gonna do this.
Do
really?
We have to? I think I deleted it.
No, it's fine. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. But that's my favorite moment.
That's your favorite moment, the tater tots. Yeah. I did delete it, brother. But Choder,
that's fine.
Your favorite moment? Roman Reigns?
It's hard to say because I like Roman. I didn't always like Roman, but I get that he's like the new John Cena in black, and so I get behind that. It's funny. It's funny that it trolls all the smart fans or whatever, stuff like that. So I understand maybe he takes some spotlight from people, but no, he's cool. So the Shield debut was pretty sick. Really, it wasn't anything that he ever did, but one time I was watching wrestling with some friends. There was like 15 people. We were at this house, everybody there likes wrestling. And it gets quiet. It's like a Shield promo, and then it shows Roman Reigns for a second on TV, and my buddy Dave goes, it's dead quiet. He goes, he's so sexy. And everybody in the room is because Roman's just a handsome man, and he just, like, my buddy Dave just said it as a joke, but everybody was thinking it probably. It's funny. It's just the way that they portray Roman. He's funny. Yeah, he's too powerful.
Definitely. Awesome. One of those moments where you would have had to have been there to truly appreciate
it. No, it's funny.
It is funny. It's funny that, you know, it was a quiet, a serious moment, and then somebody cut in like that. It's really funny. I know I would have
laughed.
That was my favorite.
I don't know what
happened. I don't know what happened either, Christian.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I don't know what happened, but the fucking phone hanged up on me, and I don't know what the fuck. Maybe it was fucking Block Talk that did that.
Welcome back. Yeah. Yes, because they do have a conspiracy theory. I mean, we've got a conspiracy theory with them. Holy shit. They have cut us out on so much shit sometimes. It's ridiculous. But I digress. Albert, your favorite Roman Reigns moment besides his teeth?
I like everything he said. You can believe that.
You can believe that.
You can believe that. We get to
you
like,
can
no,
believe
I like his match against Undertaker. If that was Undertaker's last match, like it should have been, I think that was like one of my favorite Roman Reigns moments.
Yeah.
You know, where he like disappears. He's just like the hat and his jacket in the middle of the ring. You know, I wish Roman Reigns would have picked it up and became the Undertaker version 2.0, but apparently that didn't happen. But I like this heel run. I as far as like that too, you know, I know it just happened like last week, but that's probably one of my favorite Roman Reigns moments was when he showed up with Paul Heyman last week. So that was pretty cool.
Camera panning out to suddenly expose Paul Heyman. Yeah, it was actually pretty cool. It was a big moment.
That was one of those like angles. That was one of those angles that was like, you know what? It reminded me of like a late 90s, like WCW, WWF angle. You know what I mean? Like that shocking surprise that we're kind of missing in pro wrestling right now, man. We don't get a lot of those shocking surprises.
Oh,
bro.
I got to tell you, bro. Back in ECW, I told Paul Heyman, I said, there's this kid, Joanna White, bro. And whenever he gets in the WWE, bro, you're going to manage him, Paul. And Paul said, no, I'll never manage. I managed Brock Lesnar. Bro, I told you I booked it. I told him to go get his seat at Apple Dental on Westheimer.
Apple Dental on Westheimer, baby. I'm just wondering right now what Big Bob Wowzer thinks.
Bob Wowzer, motherfucker.
I'm just wondering.
You know, that's right.
No, no more.
They call me Nick for a reason.
This guy.
This guy gets Xbox heat. Xbox heat for me.
Xbox heat for Big Bow Wowzer from the Choder. Big Bow Wowzer doing hard ass. Well, you know,
yeah,
we had the WAP. Yeah, we have the WAP. Now we have the HAD.
Yes, yes. I think he's what's his name again? Bow Wow.
Big Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
Big Bow Wowzer.
Big Bow Wowzer. Wow. Did you meet him at Apple Dentist?
Good stuff right there, man. Good stuff right there. And by the way, Albert, who immediately after pandemic will be on the stages of San Antonio taking over in his new comedic stylings career that he is pursuing rapidly.
Sure. Or advertising. Could be.
Learning with Joe Rogan.
There you go. Christian from Philly. Big Bow Wowzer or Big Bad Flouser? I just made that one up.
Big Bad Bowser sounds way better than Big Bow Wowzer, to be honest. Because, you know, Big Bow Wowzer needs to turn heel. And, you know, me and you and him have history because we were trying to find this guy for, like, months. Remember in the old Fatal 4-Way?
Yeah, I do. And in one of the editions of Fatal 4-Way, one of the seasons or something, we were trying to find Big Bow Wowzer, and suddenly he appeared and gave us a live in-studio interview. So we see, we thought he was dead for a while. We thought he was dead for a while, and then he re-emerged with Humpa Trump, who, by the way, is no longer available anywhere. You look for that, and you're not going to find it. And it's, I don't know, there might be a conspiracy theory going on there. But I digress. Guys, let's move on to guests, Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman alignment.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman alignment. I think it's, is it best for business, Albert?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah, it is. It's best for business. It's one of those things that, you know, people have been aching for since Roman Reigns went into singles competition at the Shield. They didn't, like, nobody thought that Roman Reigns could talk. And maybe he can cut a promo, but not these scripted WWE type promos where he just sounds like a robot. He's like, I'm gonna kick your ass, and you can believe that. You know, it just comes off very forced. Now Paul Heyman. I mean, he's like allowed to kind of speak, go off the script. You know what I mean? And just stay on point. You know what I mean? He's such a eloquent talker, if you will, that he's going to make this Roman Reigns heel run very interesting. It's been something that should have happened a long time ago. I think WWE is finally getting on the ball with it. Maybe even Roman Reigns was the one kind of, you know, pushing for that too. You never know. There's always been that level of respect between Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman, even dating back to when they're building up to the Roman Reigns-Lesnar match, you know what I mean? Paul Heyman didn't really, you know, he praised Roman Reigns during a lot of his promos as opposed to cutting him down like he does a lot of other Brock Lesnar's, Brock Lesnar's opponents, you know what I mean? So it's kind of been building for a while, and I think it should have happened a lot sooner. But, yes, I do think it's good for business. And now I think instead of boos from half the crowd, kind of like how Cena does, I think Roman Reigns is going to get an arena full of cheers because he's still popular with the women. He's still popular with the kids, and now he's going to be popular with the guys and all the marks, all the smarks on the internet, you know, wrestling community that are, you know, getting behind this guy now. So now this guy's like going to get cheered like freaking Hulk Hogan or something, you know what I mean? Or Shawn Michaels, even though I hate that bastard. But it's gonna be one of those things where, you know, he's gonna get when the crowds do, you know, get back into the arena, he's gonna get a big pop.
Swami, is he going to get a big pop or is he going to be a big flop?
He's gonna be a big flop, and I'll tell you this why. Right? He's not gonna get fucking cheered if he keeps beating up people that everybody fucking likes and loves better than him, especially since The Fiend. because everybody loves the fucking Fiend. He's the most over character. And the fact that Roman's beating him is not going to get him fucking cheered. He's going to get fucking booed. And guess what? He's also a fucking idiot because he's technically not even the world champion right now because the motherfucker didn't even sign the contract until after the fucking bell rang in the main event. So guess what? He's booked like a fucking idiot, and so is Paul Heyman. So you know what? It's good that Paul Heyman is talking for him, but guess what? All this is a big waste of time because that's what Vince McMahon's plan was, just for him to get cheered, just to turn babyface sooner than later. So all this is for nothing. He's not going to get fucking cheered. He's not going to get fucking cheered. He's going to get fucking booed. Because people still won't fucking like his ass. Because he's basically the same fucking guy. But he's still shoved down our fucking throat. So guess what? No. I don't even think this heel turn's going to fucking help him at this point. 2 years. Too long, too late.
I thought he was the same guy. Myself, I thought he would come in, you know, I mean, yeah, there's no question there's a bit of an aggressiveness there, but shit, he had that when he was with the Shield, and now they're coming in, I mean, he's got the same freaking music, the same fucking cartoon hanging up over, you know, the dog and shit, and I don't know, man, I thought they could have done better with that. I think they dropped the ball on his return. Choder, what are you thinking about his return, man? Is he going to get cheered or is he going to get booed? And did they drop the ball?
Yeah, I was hype about it. I thought it was going to be good. But if that's what happened on Raw, I hadn't seen Raw spoilers yet. And I didn't get to watch it today. I watched Payback today. So, I didn't know if that's the case, that he's not the champ technically. It would have been cool if he had actually got
No.
Being a monster
let's rewind that. That has not happened yet. Roman Reigns is a part of the SmackDown brand, I think. Or wait, was he on Raw?
Yes, he's on SmackDown.
Yeah, so
I'm
we have to
that...
wait till Friday on that. That's just the watchdog coming up with
a conspiracy theory
because
of
the way the contract was signed after the match had already started.
No, I think that Paul Heyman's smarter than that then. I could see that being a way that they go with it, but I think that Roman will be like a heel champ and just be really strong, and it'll be babyface Fiend versus Roman. Maybe the Fiend gets like Braun back as an ally. Maybe it's like the Fiend and Braun and Alexa as a group versus Roman and Paul or something like that. That would be crazy. But yeah, I don't know. I think that Roman being heel is great, and I hope that they go harder with it because that's what we need. We need old babyfaces being heels. That's what makes money. That's Hulk Hogan. We like that.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, that makes sense to me, Choder. Albert, closing words on that? Closing thoughts on Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman alignment?
No, that's it. What I said the first time was stance. It's the truth.
It is best
for
business.
We're going to leave it. We're going to leave it as such.
It is best for business, and that is that. Yes, Albert has spoken, and so has Christian. And then months from now, we'll see what how it develops. And only one will be right and the other will be wrong. But that's okay because only one will remember.
It's going to be me.
All right. Speaking of me, do we have... not me. Who the hell? Why would I be? Why would I be a baby face? No, I'm not.
Yes, part two of the Babyface Showcase. Sorry that I wasn't here last week, by the way, guys. It was crazy. And then, but we're back now. And y'all aren't going to like my second choice, I don't think. At first, I want to try to pick people that are relevant, and mostly they'll probably be WWE guys at first. So if you can use your imagination, you would be able to tell that my Babyface of the week this week is Dominic Mysterio. The kid has done his job. He did his work. He's 100% babyface. He's protecting his family's name. Him and his dad won at Payback. This is also coming off the heels of me watching Payback, and I really enjoyed that match. I think you guys were shitting on it whenever it was going live. or maybe I just was reading the comments weird, but in the thread it looked like y'all weren't enjoying the pay-per-view. We'll get to that. But Dominik has done nothing but try his best the whole time, and for that he earns the number two spot for Babyface Showcase. Thoughts?
Dominik
Albert?
Mysterio, Babyface Showcase. Yes, Albert. Thoughts
you know
on
what,
Dominik?
Man?
Hey,
sure,
I'm on board.
Sure.
I'm on board with Dominik Mysterio,
go.
Babyface of the Week,
you know,
and I'm going to tell you why.
He's going to put out a hell of a match against Seth Rollins, you know. I think he's whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's done good in the ring every time. These are my reasons. He's done good in the ring every time. Then he has this true blue babyface booking. There's no question. He went in there and got his ass whooped. Then he's trying to avenge his family. Even though the kid might be weak on the mic, and there's other baby faces, I'm trying to pick the ultimate good guys. And so Asuka won week one for the way she's been booked lately. And now I think that Dominik fits the mold for a true baby face right now, current.
And, you know, I have to agree with that. Dominik Mysterio right now, as much as I've never cared for, you know, I found myself feeling like joy for Rey Mysterio, man. I mean, shit, he got to compete with the Son in a match. All right.
Oh, it was a feel-good moment for sure. It was cool.
The payback match. He won the match and shit with his son, no less. I mean, holy shit, who does that? How many people can say they've done that? You know what I mean? And so it had to be a badass feel-good moment and for the whole family. I mean, because even the girl, who I think is bigger than the guy in age, I think she was older when CM Punk was terrorizing Mysterio, because CM Punk terrorized Mysterio and the little girl back in, I guess, 08 or 09 or some shit. I mean, it was wicked television. Wicked, wicked television. I was like, holy shit. But even so, I hated Rey Mysterio, so, you know, it was CM Punk all the way, baby. But yeah, man. Rey Mysterio had that great feel-good moment with the kid, and shit, man. I was thinking, talking about it just a few weeks ago or last week or whenever, the kid's going to go away, blah, blah, blah. I'm not too sure the kid's going to go away. I mean, shit, he might go away to NXT, but I don't think he's going to go away. But yeah, man, he's putting in his work right now, and that shit, those lashings that he took is definitely time in the trenches.
The kid definitely has a career already. You know what I mean? Like he could like leave fucking WWE like next week and have indie bookings up the ass. He can main event any fucking show he wants to on the indies right now. He could go to AEW. He could stay with WWE, man. He has it fucking made for the rest of his life, for the rest of his career, you know? And so, I mean, he is the baby face of the league, I believe.
Let's hear what the watchdog. Yes.
The kid is going to be eaten alive by the fucking crowd, and I'm going to tell you why.
By the crowd?
By the fucking crowd and the critics. I'll tell you why. The kid has a long way to go, all right? All I've seen is him doing the same moves. And guess what? Yes, he could get away with it because he's going to be a rookie. He's a rookie. He gets a pass for now. But what? By what? 2 months from now, doing the same moves, what's he going to do? Use the same excuse that he's a fucking rookie? Unacceptable. The kid needs to fucking learn how to act. He needs to do better promos. And guess what? Him being this cookie-cutter babyface ain't going to fucking cut it because he's going to get fucking eaten alive for the fucking crowd and the critics. And they're going to fucking start booing his ass. Just like they fucking booed Jensen Jordan for being Kurt Angle's kayfabe son. It doesn't matter if he's good in the ring. The fact is, he lost again last night. He's none more than a fucking loser. And he lost the investment in me. You know what? If he starts picking up wins, then I could be invested in him. And if he keeps losing, fuck him. He's going to drown in his own obscurity. Because he's going to go obscure. because he needs his father to fucking further his career, because that's why he's here. Because if he wasn't a Mysterio, they wouldn't fucking give him the blind eye of a
We're
fucking
supposed to be
date.
Fucking professionals.
So, kid, I know you're watching this, and I know you're hearing this. Improve your fucking mic. Stop looking like a sad fucking... Stop looking like a sad puppy every time you're on TV. And guess what? Excite the crowd, because sooner or later, when the real-life crowd comes back, they're going to fucking eat you alive, and they're going to start booing you in the next couple of weeks if you're still this cookie-cutter babyface.
Okay. any closing thoughts?
Two out of three ain't bad.
Choder, closing thoughts on Christian's thoughts rebuttal?
I was just saying, yeah, two out of three ain't bad. If two of y'all out of three of y'all are okay with my babyface of the week, I knew somebody wasn't gonna like it. I figured that Minister, you would be the one that was unhappy with my choice, but no, after watching the match at Payback. And I haven't seen what they did on Raw. I saw a thumbnail for it. I need to watch Raw. But no, I think that what they need to do with Dominic is knock him down a peg after this. Maybe make him disappear. He comes back in a tournament or an NXT or in something for, you know, a lower title belt or something like that. And like U.S. title picture or something like that would be cool in the future. They don't have the freaking 205 Live anymore. That kid would go great over there.
Yeah, that's
right. Cruiserweight championship's gone and all that. That's all gone.
I've
now.
Not seen them darken, you know, the TV sets and bring out the purple shit lately. So
yeah.
I don't think they are.
I don't know.
If they are, it might be on Thursday night. Who knows?
But anyways, I think that he has a future. I think he's going to be protected. But I think that right now his story is just good babyface booking too. It makes me think of old school wrestling. And a lot of the baby faces that get picked will probably be people that remind me of old school baby faces.
Yeah.
And eventually I'll run out and I'll just start going over those guys.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I've got to give it up for Mysterio myself. So, yes, that concludes our baby face. Yeah. Baby face. And by the way, during that madness, we have somehow managed to lose Albert Inspected, so we hope that he is returned. We hope that he returns.
I'm telling you, it's Block Talk Radio.
Oh, this is madness. Madness. So, guys, moving on, we have, the only thing we have left now is the Payback results and review real quick that we can get through. And unfortunately, we don't have Albert Inspected with us.
Well, you know, until he comes back, I actually have some breaking news.
Oh,
you want me to tell you?
Well, you know what? Breaking news? Do we have breaking news? Are we absolutely sure that we have breaking news?
I'm sure we have breaking news.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Yes, tonight, fucking NXT, the Super Tuesday show event that just aired like an hour ago, fucking ripped the fans off tonight by having a fatal four-way 60-man Ironman match to determine the new uncrowned NXT champion between Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano, Finn Balor, and fucking Tommaso Ciampa. But guess what? Everybody got fucked over tonight. Because both Cole and Balor tied in the Fatal 4-Way. So guess what? There is no fucking new champion. And guess what? It's going to be them versus Adam Cole versus Finn Balor for the NXT title. I don't give a fuck who it is, because they already ruined Karrion Kross when he got injured and Keith Lee when he got stripped of the titles. Because you know what? I don't give a fuck. Who's the NXT champion? I don't care if it's Balor, because his NXT run has been a fucking total failure. And I don't care about Cole. I'll be extremely pissed off, in my opinion, that it's Cole. Because why the fuck did you make him lose the title in the first place then? If you're just going to give it back to him, this is a lose-lose situation fuck NXT. This was a fucking waste of everybody's fucking time. How do you fucking ruin a fucking awesome match like that? A Fatal 4-A 60-man Ironman match.
Bastard.
By a fucking tie. And it's fucking awful. Minister.
Wowza.
Minister, what's your fucking reaction to this fucking atrocity?
Oh, man. I think it's fucking horrific, actually. They're bastardizing everything. Everything that they've ever done has just, you know, and here's again, you know, they were supposed to have a big conclusion and then nothing happened. But I'll tell you what, we will be right back.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of Fatal 4-Way Radio. I'm Minister of Sinister here with Kanye Choder and Watchdog Christian from Philly, resident Watchdog Christian from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a conversation about, oh my gosh, about a bunch of nonsense. But yeah, let's see what's going on here.
We got
so
an update from Robert. He might be a while, guys.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I see that. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he might be a while. He might be a while. And hopefully he gets well soon. We wish him the best from Fatal 4-Way Radio and, you know, probably all of our maybe 9 listeners that would be listening live, maybe.
Millions.
They progress millions during the week. Yeah, by the end of the week, it ends up at millions. I promise you that. Just like a politician, too. I promise you that. But I digress. And speaking of politicians, you can check out my politics show, scheduled to start this week, and that's the Full Tilt Boogie, this Saturday night at 10 p.m. Central. So stay tuned for that, and we'll see if it actually launches Saturday night. That's this Saturday night. Full Tilt Boogie, right here on the World Generation Podcast. So, yeah. And also, slated to start tomorrow night is the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast show with Chuck Champion and Charlie Guns, baby. So, yeah, check that out. And we'll see what kind of madness those guys bring. But I digress. So, yeah. Payback. Results. We had Sasha Banks and Nia Jax. This is the order that we wrote them in. And but I do have the results right here. Payback 2020. So yeah, I'll just go ahead and read them the way we have them here. And that was Sasha Banks and Nia Jax versus Bayley and Banks. And that's not Sasha Banks. It's, what's her name?
Shayna.
Shayna Baszler, yes, SB. Because I wrote SB and Nia. So, yeah, Shayna Baszler and Nia versus Sasha Banks and Bayley. And I picked Shayna Baszler and Nia. Christian from Philly picked Shayna Baszler and Nia. Albert Inspected picked Bayley and Banks. And Choder picked Bayley and Banks. Christian from Philly, you knew that Sasha Banks and I would win. Tell us why.
I'll tell you why, because they're doing exactly what I've been fucking saying on this show. They're gonna have Sasha. They're gonna have Sasha win the Royal Rumble, and they're gonna face each other at WrestleMania.
Wow, and you have been saying that. I don't know anything about that because I don't, you know, it could happen, obviously. Obviously, it could happen. Sasha Banks would have to be the babyface character.
Chris is the Swami.
Yes, he is. Indeed, he is. He is a Swanee. So, yeah, we're definitely noting that. We're going to follow that. I had no idea. I just thought that it fits the storyline that they've got going. However, right now, I figured that Bayley would have gone full heel on Sasha Banks. However, I'm hoping it happens Friday because, you know, now she is a no belts Banks. No belts Banks. And Sasha, I mean, Bayley has been looking down on her. I mean, the other day she had, the last Friday, going into the pay-per-view, she was standing on top of the ring apron. They were doing their pose. They were about to strike their pose. And before they did that, Bayley just gave her a look. And, of course, Sasha Banks was facing the camera, so she didn't see that. But Bayley, like, was scoffing at her. She was, like, looking down at her with that look. And it resonated with me, and so I expected it to happen right immediately after they lost the titles. However, that didn't happen, so I didn't gain 28 points for that. But indeed, I did gain 1 point, and so did Christian, and of course, Inspector and Choder lost the point. The next match was Lashley versus Cruz, and I picked Cruz. Lashley, Christian from Philly picked Lashley, Inspected picked Lashley, and by the way, Inspected was picking for Choder, and he picked Cruz for Choder. However, Choder came back in and decided, no, I'm going with Lashley. And Choder, Lashley wins the title, and I was wrong. Inspected was right, and CFP was right. I was the only one wrong. I think this guy was still going to be tormenting the Hurt Business, and that the Hurt Business was already, I mean, gone. They had just recently lost the other title, and then
MVP had taken the lead.
Oh, Choder, tell us about it.
If he can't beat him, join him. What if he just links up with him? We get the fact.
Well, you haven't seen Monday Night Raw yet, and I'm not saying that he has linked up with him because I'm not going to say it. No. I'm not going to say it.
No, they're more focusing on Cedric joining the Hurt Business than Apollo. They don't give a crap about Apollo.
Yeah. Especially not
in the end, it was a good match, dude.
Hey, really though, that was a good match too.
That was probably the best match. Yes, I enjoyed
it.
That
was the
match.
Best match I've seen Lashley put on since he's been in WWE again.
Last night, Lashley cut a little bit of a promo. He was on the mic for at least 45 seconds or so. And I thought he did a decent job on that. I mean, when he's got accompaniment with him, you know, he can do good. I mean, he's definitely better than what he was, even when he was with Leo Rush. Man, Leo Rush would take off. And, I mean, like, you know, Lashley probably felt intimidated. How the hell am I going to talk after Leo Rush? But, yeah, anyway, I thought Lashley was good in the match. I thought the match was good. But, yeah, I definitely was wrong on that. And so I lost the point. Next, we got Roman Reigns. We all pick Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
So that doesn't matter. But we did all get it right. We follow Orton. We go with Orton versus Keith Lee.
We all got that one wrong.
And, oh, shit, man. I should have known better. And because I should have known better, I should mark myself to get the fucking point. I really should. But I'm not cutting that off. Yeah, man. I don't even know why I picked Orton, knowing damn well I should have picked Lee. He's on the meteoric rise right now. And why not, you know, have him beat Orton? At a pay-per-view, it turns out Orton has never won at Payback. And then he lost two pay-per-views in a row, which I thought was, oh, my God. He's supposed to be this fucking legend killer. They just built him up for a couple of months, beating the shit out of him, taking everybody out. Christian, Flair, Shawn Michaels, a host of people. And And now this, I mean, he just, oh, man. However, you know, I'm still enamored with Keith Lee. I'm still enamored with Keith Lee. My love affair with Keith Lee continues. And that's where I failed myself by not going with Keith Lee. I should have gone with Keith Lee on this. And just for that, I'm going to give myself a point. Because, you know, Keith Lee is a...
What? No.
Just for that, guys, I'm going to give myself a point. You hear me? And just for that.
No.
Oh, hell.
But the match was fucking terrible.
Terrible match, Christian says.
I got it wrong, too. I picked Randy Orton, but forget it. This fucking match was awful. This match was fucking awful.
Keith Lee had no offense. I mean, Randy Orton beat the shit out of him. Keith Lee gets a cheap-ass roll-up. And then, boom, we're one finisher. No, he hits one finisher, and that's it. I mean, after Randy Orton pummeled him.
I think that that's kind of the story too, though. If you think like it's like the RKO. Maybe they're booking Keith's powerbomb as like the new RKO, or is as strong as the RKO. He can hit you once out of nowhere with it. Randy never saw it coming by surprise with his powerbomb. And so that's the psychology I saw in the match, was that at the last minute Keith pulled off his finisher, and it was enough to take down the Legend Killer.
At 6:40 in.
No, children, this was fucking stupid. The only reason why they did it is because Keith Lee's a Vince McMahon guy. That's the only reason why they did it.
Hey, I'm a Vince McMahon guy, too.
So who else?
Do you think that they still book like that at all? Do you think that there's any shred of the kind of, like, am I just totally wishful thinking with how I book stuff? Because I feel like I book from, like, maybe the 80s wrestling point of view a lot of times. And that seems... I'm looking for the story in the match. You don't think WWE's telling stories like that?
Fuck no. They don't know how to tell a story right now. Look at fucking Retribution. What story are they telling right now with Retribution?
I think the agents in the match, though, like, as far as, like, match to match, like, the story they tell in the ring about the match psychology, that's kind of what I'm getting at, I guess. Like, how this guy actually won and the psychology of how he won and why he won. I think that they're still doing that at, like, a basic level. But I don't know. They're doing it more than AEW does.
Yeah, but they need to stop making him too strong, because then people are going to fucking boo him for being shoved down people's throats. He's going to be like Roman Reigns now, where nobody can fucking hit him, and he's going to start no-selling shit, and he's just going to win. That's going to be terrible.
Certain guys deserve that. That strong push in the beginning, man. You push somebody strong in the beginning if they got potential, and it could make a big difference. They could, like, that guy could come out of nowhere and be a big star. If they pumped the brakes on him and made him learn stuff, then people might get bored of him before he ever gets a chance.
We freak out over the lack of continuity and shit. The amount of, I mean, it's just like it seems incongruent at times. Where, you know, like, they don't finish off stories, or maybe we just miss a week and they finished it, but I don't even have hope in that anymore. Like, what the hell happened with Bobby Lashley? Wasn't he pumping Lana recently? And I mean, what happened?
He just dumped her.
Oh, so he dumped her? They actually had a segment where he dumped her?
I don't know. I feel like she had a match recently, too, though. She's wrestling on, like, the other shows or something. She's involved in something. I just can't remember what it was.
I recently found out that they still have superstars.
I don't know why.
I guess it's online based, but I digress. So, yeah, we all got the point on Roman Reigns. And on Orton and Lee, I missed the mark. Christian, of course, Inspected. And, yeah, Inspected was the only one that got it right, because Choder went with Orton. We go to the next one, and that's how many matches will be added to the card.
Yeah, this is the interesting one. This is the extra
Choder
credit
said
one.
Choder said three. Inspected said three. Christian said three. I said four, and guess what? There was four matches added.
No.
Yeah.
The question was three, including the pre-show. Three matches included, and the pre-show is just the match in general.
I wrote down how many matches added. And then we all said two. You guys said two or three, and I said three or four.
I said three.
Yeah, we all said three because we said including the pre-show. We said in addition to the pre-show, there would be
two more matches.
So,
telling me that I'm wrong and you guys are right?
Yeah, we were right. You said four.
Or are we all wrong? Or are we all wrong or are we all right? What are you guys telling me here?
No, the three.
No,
we
said there
would be
three matches. We clarified, too.
There were three matches in the main show, and if you include, you have to include the pre-show. The pre-show is just a regular match. You knew there was going to be a match in the pre-show, so that's why we said, how many matches are going to be added to the match, including the pre-show? You said four. We all said three. Me and Choder and Kevin said three.
And so what? What are you saying?
If it's including the pre-show, then that means that we were wrong and he was right because there was three matches plus the pre-show. So if that's how I
well, we knew that the pre-show was going to have matches.
I think Minister's right.
No, that's bullshit. No.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Right. I'm right on that.
No, that's
so
bullshit.
Yeah, I get the point.
I don't know.
Christian is trying to open.
Because I remember that was a topic we discussed, but it was right at the end. I had just jumped in too.
Perhaps we can have the caller settle that. It's going to end in controversy. I can imagine. I don't even have the totals. I don't even have the totals yet. However, the next
we're almost
one is,
through the show.
How long would the main event be? All right. And on this one, we all have it wrong because I do the Price is Right thing, right, where you can't go over.
Yeah.
Where you can't go over. And so we all have it wrong because the main event was 12 minutes and 46 seconds.
Oh, that's bullshit. How the fuck? That's all like 20 minutes, man. That match was 12 minutes?
12 minutes and 46 seconds, bro.
No.
And that's what it was. However, I've decided that, you know, what the hell? Inspected was closest to it at 15 minutes. CFP was at 26 minutes.
I said 20 minutes. I didn't say 26. 20
minutes. I'm sorry, 20 minutes. I said 21 minutes because I was trying to do it like, fuck it. I'm going to go with, you know, I'm going to do 21. That way, you know, I'll be the lowest one with and I'll win, right? Boom. No, hell no. They gave us a 12-minute pay-per-view, 12 minutes and 46 seconds main event. No holds barred triple threat match. All right? No holds barred triple threat. However, the thing is, the guy had to pin him in the ring. So the pinning had to take in the ring, but it was no holds barred and it was a triple threat. I mean, shit.
But would you really call it?
20 minutes or plus.
Yeah, but would you really call it?
Roman
would you
Reigns
really call
comes
it?
Out. Yes.
Yeah.
Christian.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but would you really call that 20 a fucking triple threat match? That was a fucking singles match.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, dude.
Straight up.
That's exactly what I was about to say, brother. You read my mind, brother. Tell us about the match, Christian. Fuck it.
No,
you know
it was fucking bullshit.
It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
Before you tell us real quick, for the full review, you can go back and check out our show that we did, Christian from Philly, Leading the Way on the pay-per-view. Holy shit, this match was disgusting, I thought. There was no Roman Reigns at the beginning, but then, you know, I mean, people are going to have different opinions on it. So, yeah, tell us what your thoughts are, Christian.
It was fucking bullshit. It was just a fucking singles match rematch between The Fiend and Braun Strowman. It was fucking stupid. Then they fucking did the same fucking spot they always did. They broke the fucking ring, which, you know, who gives a fuck? It's been done to death already. So I didn't give a fuck. And then here comes Roman Reigns, who now signs the contract. But you know what? It's fucking too late because I bet you 10-1 on Friday they're going to vacate it because Vince McMahon on SmackDown himself clearly said on live television that the contract needs to be signed before SmackDown ends. And that motherfucker never signed the contract when SmackDown ended. So you know what? They're going to strip. All that is pointless. And I bet you 10-1 it was a big waste of time because they're just going to strip Roman off the belt, and then he's going to beat The Fiend to the Clash of Champions anyway. So all this is fucking pointless. That main event was fucking pointless. I bet you 10 to 1 that on SmackDown, Vince McMahon comes out and fucking vacates the fucking belt.
Damn it. Hey, what if, like, because remember when The Fiend was in the ring looking at Vince? Like, what if The Fiend started, like, manipulating Vince and, like, had control over Vince and could, like, control things behind the scenes with the power of The Fiend? That would be a cool book. That'd be
cool.
He has shown
supernatural powers here recently.
Yeah, he, like, charms people.
Anything can happen. So we'll see on that.
Hey,
so
let me
I gotta give Albert the point. I gotta give
let
Albert
touch
the
on
point.
The triple threat match. The coolest
My
part
thoughts?
Was at the end whenever.
Oh, your thoughts? Yes, please.
Yeah, the coolest part was at the end when Roman did come out though. He comes out and he signs the contract. That was like a Billy Badass moment. And then Paul looks all smug. He slides into the ring. He can't pin him, and it's like he's trying to pin both of them. They're kicking out. So he goes back and grabs the chair. I was popping whenever that shit happened, dude. I was about it. And he beat the hell out of Braun with the chair. That was cool. I was 100% about that. I thought it was cool. And I was happy with the ending of the pay-per-view because of the ending of that match. Even though the singles match part of it was boring and I was tired of seeing these two guys fight each other, I popped for Roman using the chair. And that was my takeaway from it.
Nice.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, Chowder, because a lot of people didn't like it.
Yeah. Something I did see about the match, too, was that whenever it was live, somebody online said, as the show was going on, they were like, hey, do y'all think they're going to break the ring tonight? Because there's no LEDs on the ring. And there was,
really?
A thread where people were talking about that, yeah, where somebody noticed that they didn't have LEDs around the ring. So somebody called it before they broke the ring. They knew that they were going to do it. It was kind of cool. Watch out for little things like that, I guess. But I doubt they'll break the ring again for a while.
And you know, man, that's exactly why I stay away from the chat rooms and shit, because people will notice shit like that, and then, you know, you're in the midst of watching it, trying to suspend your disbelief, already having a hard time.
I try to watch, like, innocently. And so, yeah, I totally try to, like, suspend disbelief whenever I watch wrestling. And
already
I'm,
trying my hardest to suspend my disbelief and shit, you know. And then to be in a chat room where somebody's even spoiling that, I'm not down with it. However, my biggest problem is having, great expectations and trying to call something the way I want to see it happen and shit like that. But I guess that's all part of it. The armchair booking part of it. Like last week, I was booking Ric Flair coming out and shit and doing all kinds of
that.
That was
Albert.
This week, no, but I also went with whatever the hell. All right. So it was Albert. I went along with it. I bought it, and I even went on to sell it, and I was selling it to everyone. And, I had my own theories on that as well. And then I also was on over this thing with Bayley and Sasha that it was going to happen at this pay-per-view. And by the way, what about WWE with the balls to have two pay-per-views? I want to touch on this real quick. Two pay-per-views and freaking and back-to-back children. Balls?
Yeah, that's a weird decision. And I guess we're not going to get one in October. We're going to get one in November.
Is that what it is? Wow.
Yeah. They're going to skip a month, and then they're going to get them. We're going to get a takeover in October, but then nothing else.
Yeah, I thought the pay-per-view was rushed and that it was all put together really
in a bad way.
It felt like a TV show. And like I said, you can go back and check out our full review from this week. But shit, man. Whew. It was rough.
Yeah.
And then CBS had the audacity to call it the pay-per-view of the year that we shall see in our rating at the end of the show. So let's move on, because the next thing that we have is the, let's see here. All right, so then we did have some other matches that I asked for that were not aired. And these are, we had Big E or Sheamus. So let me start here with MOS and then CFP and then Inspected and then Choder. All right. So I got my new columns here for this portion of it. And I had, let's see here, Kevin had Big E. Oh, yeah, I'm barely at the out of the loop part. Let me go back up a little bit. Actually, I'll put Choder's answers down real quick first. How about that? Choder had Big E, and then he had Mysterios, and he had Corbin. And let's see here. Right, okay. And then Albert had Big E. So Albert has Big E. Big E, okay. Corbin, Albert had Corbin and Rollins as well. Okay, so he had Corbin. He had Corbin. Oh, because then we picked, we had, okay, so other picks. So he had Corbin.
Is some Jeopardy music playing?
I'll tell you mine's right off the bat, Minister. I picked Big E, Corbin, and the Mysterios. So I'm the same as Choder, all right? I think the same thing Choder did, so I'll save you.
All right.
We might
so
not.
Who won those matches? So who won those matches?
Biggie won, Riddle won, and the Mysterios won.
Oh, yeah, and then it was Riddle versus who?
Corbin.
And you picked Riddle?
Yeah, I picked Corbin.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And let's see, I got to get mine. Okay, I got to get Inspected Mysterios. Let's see, who did he pick on that?
Pretty sure he went with Mysterios too, but I don't remember.
Yes, he did.
Fucking pay-per-view is so fucked. It's fucking up our system, our results.
Okay, so now I gotta find mine. Where the hell are mine? Don't tell me they've been lost. No, of course not. Let's see. All right, here we go. Mysterios versus Rollins and Murphy. Riddle versus Corbin. I got the Mysterios and Riddle. All right, so yeah, Mysterios and Riddle.
So I win.
Let's see here.
You heard it here, folks.
Book that heel turn. I'm all about it.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Then there was something about Cena. Big E or Sheamus.
Yeah, Cena was going to come back.
I said, I got Big E too. Okay,
yeah,
so I got Big E.
Yeah.
All right, so Big E was right, right?
Yes, Big E was right.
So we
Riddle,
all got Big E. I got Riddle. Everybody got Corbin. And then
yeah.
We all had Mysterios. All
I
right.
Thought Albert picked, well, I thought Albert picked Rollins.
Did he?
I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah.
Double check.
Let me see. Hold on. I think you're right. Let's see here.
I imagine he has it written down on like a bunch of little tiny
Corbin and Rollins, yes.
Scattered
Rollins
around.
And Murphy for me. Rollins and Murphy for me. Yes, that's what he said. So, yeah. Oh. All right. So, that's a big X. right there. All right, so here we go. Let me get the tallies on this. Oh, man, I'm 3 for 3. Oh. Choder got 2 right on that.
We both got 2.
Oh, wait, CFP got 2 on that. Inspected got 1. And Choder got,
and
yes,
got
2 out of 3. CFP
got
2 out of 3. Yeah. All right, so now for the final totals. Let's see here. We got, let's see, MOS. He's got 1 right, 2, 3.
Let's see.
4, 5, 6.
I guess Albert couldn't make it back in. This stinks.
I got 6 right.
He's feeling a little better.
No, he didn't make it right. He didn't make it back.
Does that count?
CFP's got 1, 2, 3. Holy shit. CFP started out strong. 1, 2, 3. And 4, 5. He got 5 right.
Damn. Well, you know what?
Okay.
I'm glad I came in second place.
Inspected got, he said he picked him strong. He was bragging about it and shit on Facebook. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. And I'm going to give him that point for the main event, how long it was, even though I go with the over. I'm still going to give it to him. 4. And then he was, oh, 1, 5. So he got 5 right. Because he was 1 for 3. And Choder was with the 2 right. Let's see, he's got 2. And then, oh, wait a minute, Choder. 3, 4. Choder's got 4 right.
Oh,
so damn it.
Came last.
Oh, my God. Minister of Sinister.
Oh!
Damn! Oh, big winner tonight, baby. That's right. Baby.
I think I think that Vince needs to come out next week and do a recount on the results and
oh,
point
shit.
Out that you never signed the contract on what the clause was on the bonus match clause. I think that there's some if it is true that we're wrong about the bonus match point, then that means that Christian wins, and you.
Yeah.
That means that you guys tied.
I did win.
Oh my God.
I did win, but I'll tell you why. Because the rule, it was 3 extra matches, including the pre-show. We all knew that the pre-show was going to be in the fucking match. We all know there was going to be a pre-show.
I can't say yes or no because I don't remember exactly what was said, but I know that we were trying to decide whether it was including the match or not. So
yeah,
I think you'll
it was an option. It was an option, yes, including the pre-show or no including the pre-show. We all said 3 extra matches, including the pre-show.
Yeah,
and that's just the way it is when you're the world, the internet wrestling community, the IWC
mm-hmm.
World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister. That's just the way it is. People coming at me all the time with nonsense like this. You know, I won, but I didn't win all of a sudden. Let's have a recount. But you know what? I'm okay with
that. Yeah,
but
let me count it. I'll count it when we're not on the air.
I'm okay with this. I'm okay with it because you know what? I am the Minister of Sinister, and that's just how I roll. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. It's just the way I am. I don't give a shit about anybody. Nobody matters but me.
Damn.
And you know what?
Kill
That's
one.
Right. Feed my ego. I want
Ooh.
Everybody to feed my ego. Please,
what
feed my
mean?
Ego right now.
Shut
Come on.
The
yeah.
hell up.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, I digress. It was a great, you know what, man? They had been swerving me so much. And honestly, I really had no idea that I won or still it's up in the air. And I'll go with that it's up in the air because, you know, it's all about, you know, it's all about what's right.
Yeah.
And by the way, Choder's a baby face. And, you know, I mean, hey, he's not going to screw us around. He's not going to dick us around. So if he's making the voice of reason, the voice of reason on Fatal 4-Way Radio, and I leave it in his hands. He's the one that wears the stripes here, and so yeah, that's what we're going with. It's his call. It's his final call. And then, of course, there's what's left to Albert and what he has to say. So, Chiller, you did watch the pay-per-view. You watched it in its entirety, did you?
I did, yeah.
And what were your closing thoughts
on it? I watched half of it.
Yeah.
Overall, I liked it. I forget what rating if I gave it.
No, what?
I forget what I gave SummerSlam, but I think it was like not as good as SummerSlam. It was right there behind it, though. It was weird them both being so close to each other. But it was more like an episode of Raw. I'll say that.
Yes, and that's why I didn't like it. I gave it a 2. I didn't like it. I thought it was like, man, it was just like watching an episode. There was nothing special about it for me. I was all fucked up about it that I was having to do a show about it.
and I gave it fucking 1 out of 10 because the only fucking good match that was on the show was Matt Riddle versus Baron Corbin. And you know what?
Yeah, that was actually a good match. No, but I like the big guys too, though. I thought they put on a good match. The big guys put on a good match.
Yeah, they picked up towards the end, not the fucking rest of the match. They picked up towards the end.
Yeah, I'm talking about the big guys, Cruz and Lashley. I thought they were on an outing out there. But yeah, Riddle and Corbin, I thought that was probably, for me, the match of the night. I thought that was good stuff, good exchange there. And Riddle came out on top, which put me over, by the way. And of course, that is being disputed, and we'll close that chapter on that. But yeah, man, I think this concludes our show tonight, guys. How about that?
Yeah.
Cutting out a little bit early tonight. So, yeah, like I said, slated for this week, for tomorrow night, actually, is Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 Eastern Time. So, yeah, tune in for that. tune in for that. Yeah, we'll see. And then Saturday night is the premiere of Season 2 Full Tilt Boogie Show with Chuck Buck and others on the World Generation Podcast Network at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 11 Eastern. So, yeah, tune in for that. I'm excited about the new shows. Chuck Champion on the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast and Chuck Buck joining us here on the World Generation Podcast Network. And, of course, a host of other friendly faces and people. I think somebody's going to be joining us on the Boogie. Christian, are you joining us on the Boogie?
Well, I have to know what day is going to be.
It's Saturday. We're looking at Saturday night, 10 p.m., right. 11 your time.
All right. Yeah, I'll join you.
Saturday night, 11 p.m. your time. Christian, of course, was a member of the first season of Full Tilt Boogie, which you can go back and check out on demand on the World Generation Podcast Network on blogtalkradio.com. So, yeah, do that immediately after the show. Chowder, check yourself out, my brother.
Yeah, no, great episode, guys. Some controversy there at the end. That's always fun. And then some great guests. Also, another promotion popping up in Houston. That's always good. Houston being such a big city really needs like more wrestling in it because there is some great companies, but they're kind of scattered around. So good to hear about Loco Wrestling and excited to see more from them. Hopefully we can all make it to that show. That'd be great. But yeah, aside from that, just see you guys next Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kanye Choder. Christian, thank you so much for hosting the shows back-to-back, the new shows that we're doing. We're getting some new stuff on that logo and stuff, and it's going to be great. And I'm looking forward to building that show up with you, my friend. And thank you for doing it. Close yourself out, my brother. Christian?
I'm right here. I'm sorry. I muted myself because I wanted to hear let Kevin talk. I would like to thank everybody for listening on the show, even though I should have won tonight. But that's up in the air now. I'd like to thank you all for listening, and I'll see you on Saturday for the Full Tilt Boogie, and I'll see you next Tuesday for the 54 Radio, and peace, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC Legends Champion. Legends Champion?
Yes, Legends Champion.
IWC Legends Champion.
The longest
reigning Legends Champion, Christian from Philly. Hey, be sure to tune in. Yes. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night to Mod Snap Radio with Alex Staunch, and that is at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 Eastern. Be sure to check that out. He will have actors who have turned, who have made music, who have recorded music, gone on to record music and such. And then he will also have his review of Bill and Ted's Let's Face the Music, or Facing the Music. Bill and Ted's Facing the Music, yes. And that's available on Mod Snap Radio tomorrow night. And also you can check that out on Friday, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. So be sure to tune in for that Friday night, 10 p.m. Central, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Yeah, baby. So, yeah, I am Internet Radio Zone, reminding you to keep it real, keep it heal. More importantly, keep it sexy. Peace.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.